You said once in a class that when we to get to, when you, to wake up early, we can plan something that stimulates us as the first thing in the morning, and that way the lethargy can be overcome. So since then, as soon as I wake up, I started looking at my Facebook page. So you said that is not what you intended. So what exactly does it mean? Facebook page stimulates me. So okay, let me explain first what I meant and how we can apply it individually. See, when we wake up, we are in tamoguna. And the early morning time is a time for sattva or shuddha sattva. That means that although we are in tamoguna, if we can get out of bed, we can bathe, freshen ourselves, there's a lot which we can do during that time, which will be very good for our introspection, for our devotion. And the challenge is how to get ourselves from out of the tamoguna. So best would be if we have something which in sattvaguna which stimulates us. So for example, say if we like to hear some kirtan or recite some verses, or you know, we just love some darshan, something like that. Just keep that next to us and plan that. Hey, this is what I'm going to do. As soon as you wake up, the first thing you look at that or hear that. Or maybe keep some inspiring quote. And as soon as you wake up, read that quote. We have a series of quotes in the quote in the diary or something like that, and look at that immediately. That will be a sattvic stimulation to get us out of tamoguna. Okay. So that is the best. Now, if we look at Facebook, quite often, or some of us may check our emails, some of us may check our messages or whatever. So now that is also stimulation. Hey, this happened here, this happened here, this happened here. But quite often that stimulation is rajasic. At one level, rajoguna is above sattvaguna. At the very least, okay, this message has come from here. Okay, this happened over here. It will stimulate us and at least we'll get out of our sleep.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it may also be good. But the problem is, once if right in the early morning itself we get a dose of rajoguna, then rajoguna may consume us and coming to sattvaguna may be difficult. So it may happen that, okay, I look at this intimation and I look at that and I look at that. And then even if I somehow get up and start chanting, I'm thinking, okay, what was over there? What I said over there? What I said? So, in general, the morning, the major advantage of the morning time is all the activities of the day are not rushing through our mind. And we can focus more on transcendence at that time. But if we have stimulated ourselves right in the morning by checking messages, then to some extent we have given our mind rajasic stimulation right in the morning. And then whether we will be able to absorb ourselves in the sattvic stimulation of the holy name, sattvic stimulation of Shastra study, that we will have to check. So I wouldn't say that it's not possible at all. It is possible that sometimes we get some rajasic stimulation and we keep it regulated. And after that, so okay, 5 minutes I'll check it, whatever. And 5 minutes I'll check my Facebook, and then as soon as I'll get up and I'll move on and do other things. And if we can avoid thinking too much about whatever we read on Facebook or what the messages during our morning sadhana, that is good. So rather than making it a mandatory principle that it should not be done, I would say that ideal, preferable is that we find a sattvic stimulation. Maybe have some, as I said, some quotes might be very helpful, because quotes can intellectually stimulate also. It's a nice sentence we have read or heard somewhere. Keep a series of that. It could be just about waking up in the morning, or it could be just about general philosophy also. Just something stimulates us. Oh, this is nice. Let me think about it. That will be the best. And if you are using a rajasic stimulation, we have to be very careful that we don't go into rajoguna because of that. And then you can check by phalena parichayate, whether taking a rajasic stimulation, it can get us out of rajoguna, but then afterwards we are able to get ourselves into sattvaguna. If otherwise, we stay in rajoguna, then sattvic activity will feel like a burden. When will this get over? I want to get on and do more things. It shouldn't be like that. We should be able to put our heart in sattvic activity. So it's best if from tamoguna we can directly get a sattvic stimulation. But if we are going to use the rajasic stimulation, then we have to make sure that we don't stay stuck in rajoguna, but we rise to sattvaguna. Okay. Hare Krishna.